It's a busy lunch hour for Flip Burgers at the Summit. This is just one of several eateries at this high-end fashion mall just outside of Birmingham. Shoppers can eat here, or P.F. Chang's for Chinese, Fleming Steakhouse, or California Pizza Kitchen. Of course, the stores all hope that's after they shop, and the Summit is considered a veritable who's who.
Now is the time to come to Saks Fifth Avenue for the best of the best of the new haberdashery.
Now at Gus Meyer, take an additional 50% off sale price summer fashions for a total...
For the rest of the year, Joseph A. Bank is pricing select 100%.
Whole different spot here. I mean, you've got like, you know, major thoroughfare out here, that sort of thing. But what was it that made this particular spot the eureka moment for you in terms of like, this is where it should go?
I really believe it was two factors. One, we felt that we were on the other side of 459, and the land across the street where the Drury Inn is.
The second floor balcony of the business offices at the Summit affords a view of the mall and the steady stream of cars coming in. Developer Jeffrey Bayer of Birmingham built the Summit. He says it looks good now, but it was far from a slam dunk at first.
I had no idea what this was going to really be like. I thought I knew, but, you know, I'd never done it before. We had never done it before as a company.
When Bayer started putting the Summit together, it was 1997, and at that time, shopping malls followed a pattern. There were some big anchor stores like Saks or Gus Meyer, but everything else was all under one roof. Bayer was thinking of something different, and that carried a big question.
Could an outdoor shopping center be successful when we had just been through 30 or 40 years of all retail development of this size was in enclosed malls? That's what the skepticism was.
One thing that wasn't a concern was whether shoppers would come. Deserved or not, Bayer says Birmingham has the reputation of being a blue jeans and cowboy boots kind of town. Bayer even wore his favorite boots for our interview. But he adds reality flies in the face of stereotypes when it comes to how men dress in Birmingham.
Birmingham has probably more specialty men's clothing stores that are very successful than most other southern cities. I can name them. Plain Clothes, Shea's, Harrison's, Mobby.
And apparently it's working. The first phase of the Summit had 30 stores and restaurants. The second phase in 1999 added 20 more. And a third phase brought even more in 2001, including Saks Fifth Avenue. There was one bump along the way. Cue commercial.
Well, at Belk, we're here to help with your holiday shopping by offering you the finest service anywhere.
You can count on Belk for service and value.
You'll find a tremendous selection.
Belk Department Store bought out Parisian, which was already operating at the Summit. Belk's plan was to take Parisian's sign down, put up its own, and it would be business as usual. Bayer was worried Belk wouldn't ensure the kind of quality he wanted at the Summit, so he filed a lawsuit.
I mean, it was sort of like David and Goliath, and I certainly wasn't the Goliath. So I didn't like doing it, but we felt we had to do it to make it work. And all that I can think about now is that it worked out okay. Everybody's happy, and I think we're friends.
This wasn't the first bump in the road for Bayer. He went to the University of Alabama to study urban planning. Bayer wanted to be a developer when he graduated, which left him the odd man out. Most of his classmates wanted to work for government.
They looked at me like I had horns because I was a capitalist, that I couldn't appreciate what the public sector wanted or needed. And I learned from them, and I really learned how they thought, and then it gave us the opportunity to be more sensitive to it, and I think that's what's helped us as a company do these kind of projects.
That's a lesson Bayer says has stuck with him throughout his professional career. In fact, he credits the success of the Summit to the open lines of communication on what consumers want.
I wish it would be nice if Congress worked that way today, but when we walk in, we say, let's talk. And we reach a better solution every time. The projects are better because we take into consideration what it is they need and want.
Part of that future planning includes a new Seasons 52 restaurant from the Orlando-based Darden Company set to open later this year. Shoppers are also hinting that stores like Nordstrom, Crate and Barrel, and Trader Joe's might work well at the Summit. Bayer says he's open to whatever will work, listening to all sides along the way. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham.